Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin O'Hanson. I'm joined, as always, by the cavalcade, the cast, the crew, Big Jerv, Jason Madison, Jay Skills, and Black Trey. We got a great show for you today. Keith Murray, where has he been hiding this whole time?
Oh, my God.
Changed the internet in 1 week. In 1 week.
Stayed hidden.
No,
Trey, this is some Trey, of the best material. What are you talking about?
Yes, 2023 onto a bang with Keith Murray, the greatest storyteller so far. We'll see if anyone can knock him off his perch. We also got your weekly update on the Young Thug case down in Atlanta. It's getting real bad for your boy, man. Judges reciting lyrics now. I hate when they do that. We also got a little bit of a debate. Trey says it's been raging since 2021. I've always thought about it, something people talk about, but not talk about out loud. I'll tell you what that debate is a little later. We got a BMF recap as well. BMF is back, the show, not the documentary. And I can already see the influence of power starting to creep in. Like, oh, can we do this way? Oh, man. All right. Well, anyway, before we get to all that, www.patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are tapped in, locked in. You want this podcast, you want it all at once? Patreon's get it all at once. Everybody else got to wait a little by little every day. You want the watch-alongs, so Patreons get the watch-alongs. Everybody else just got to hear about it. You want the Discord, the Patreons get the Discord. Everybody else got to do Twitter with all these trolls and shit. Don't deal with all that shit, man. Just get in, become a Patreon. Patreon.com/countthedings. Do it the right way. Oh, man, BMF.
I love it, man.
I love it, but, man, like, I could see the power influence starting to take
But I'm over, happy man. About it now because now it's kind of like they've taken off the handcuffs. They've allowed this to, like, I think they did the documentary shit on purpose now to be like, look, T didn't get shot, Meech got shot. We're reversing these roles on some universe alternate shit. So, for one, niggas are still in jail. So we gotta even get weird with this shit because we can't tell on niggas. But I'm open to a Layden/Lamar own series. The nigga waking up was very Curtis Jackson.
That's exactly what I thought. I thought about Kanan. Like, oh, looks like someone.
The music selection they do for him is top amazing. Tier. Like,
but
they picked the right selections.
But I mean, I'll be honest. You don't want that nigga to die. You want him to remain on the show because he makes the show.
You need a boogeyman.
You need that boogeyman. I don't
go get a new one, man. Like, why?
I mean,
they'll get a new one when they go to Atlanta, bro.
The nigga that showed the lips, he fake cool, but he not scared me.
Hey, not really. Yeah, he pulled out the fake Frank Lucas moment. I don't know how y'all felt about that.
What I did notice is that Meech be stealing swag everywhere he go. He download the whole swag. So he seen niggas I get niggas Rolexes.
Okay. And dinner.
He like, but it's
his bootleg version of that shit. Yes. It's like a fucking 12-piece and some fucking ripple or whatever that shit was. Yeah, man.
What that sandpan was. That was Andre.
Go ahead.
He a wild nigga too, by the way. Showing up to old girl job.
Lala's job.
She married as fuck.
Married to
who? She married?
In the show, she is.
To some hood nigga too, right? Not like some dude named Boom Boom or some shit like that.
So he gonna have to do the Scarface route and probably take the nigga out, and then that's gonna be his girl. Cause she in the picture. You know that, right?
Oh yeah, I saw that picture right in the
what picture?
Remember the foreshadowing of like the 20
Oh shit,
years?
That was Lala.
That was her.
Mm-hmm.
By the way,
so he got her, but I don't know when.
By the way, quick question: in what world are niggas potentially about to have to head to the border, right? And have got to be on the run? But first, we gotta get this family style dinner down real quick. My nigga, they got asparagus over there. You need to try that shit.
You know, that, and then, like, there was a plate of steaks, and I've never, like...
Another thing that doesn't belong on sushi.
Steak?
Asparagus.
Oh, asparagus. Yeah. No, I was just... I've never been somewhere where, like, it was just a plate of steaks, and you just grab one, like...
Yeah.
I mean, steak is a very, like, how do you want it cooked thing. Like, it's not something you could just grab off a plate. I did think that was odd that, like, yo, like, we're packing, we're about to evacuate.
They were in a rush.
They were really in a rush.
But I mean, you mentioned the steak too, right? That was the luxury item of the show. This nigga Meech walks into that spot and it's all of a sudden a steak on the table. Here, some steak.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you want some steak?
Like, nigga.
By the way, that steak was ass too, dog. That steak was like well done.
Yeah, that didn't look great.
Nigga was eating on a hockey puck.
What's my shit from you guys ever watched I Think You Should Leave Now on or I Think You Should Leave on Netflix? It's a sketch show. That shit is dumb as hell. But
There's a skit where the dude talks about, I used to be a real piece of shit. Sloppy steaks all the time. Someone says, what's a sloppy steak? You take a steak, you just pour water on it.
Yep.
That's what I was thinking about when a nigga said that.
That was amazing episode. Amazing.
That's probably Salisbury steak. No disrespect to anybody to eat Salisbury steak, but that's probably what that was, yo.
But they were eating?
Trey, you don't know what Salisbury steak is?
No, I do. That's a kid. Salisbury steak is one of them shits that's a kid cuisine joint.
My nigga, that was a TV.
I never liked Salisbury steak.
That was a TV dinner special, my nigga. That shit came with the brownie.
You put that shit in the microwave too long, that motherfucker gonna come out like a brick, nigga.
Yeah. Fuck your whole brownie right up.
You gotta peel that shit up a little bit so the corn
just a little
can
bit, let the air.
Oh yeah. Gotta let the corn.
Y'all niggas.
That's wild times.
That blue box with the penguin.
Hello. I don't know what that shit was called, man. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Some 90s shit for real.
I didn't need my man Detective Bryant to get a partner, and now we're gonna do like the Rush Hour buddy cop.
What about his fake goatee? I wanted to dedicate like a whole moment to his goatee at the beginning. So
that nigga can't grow any facial hair. He's never had facial hair in his entire acting career.
Exactly.
There's no way. Like today was the day where he just grew it out.
I was like, what timeline is this?
Who's his brother again? I forget. I feel like we just
Will found Harris.
Yeah. Right, man.
But like, there was all types of little things that I saw. I was like, the attention to detail is going away. For instance, Mom Dukes is working at Wendy's. How is her Wendy's visor got the new Wendy's logo?
Hello.
Not the one from the 80s. My man that beat down the dude at the record shop, the fat dude, and he bending over, you could see his drawers. He got the Reebok drawers with the new Reebok logo that looked like the Dynasty sign. Wow. I'm like, what are we doing here, guys? Like, come on, man. Like, are we in the 80s or not? That shit bothers me, man. Because it always, you know what it reminds me of? Jason, you remember like Game of Thrones when the niggas had like the Starbucks cup on the
table? The cup.
Like it just tells me nobody gave a shit. Yeah. No, he's like, no, you don't give a shit about what you're making. So why should I give
I care? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, come on, guys.
Well, we're not going to compare a fresh Reebok draws to leaving a Starbucks cup on the set. I feel like that's two different levels of not giving a fuck
on the set of a medieval show. Like, it ain't even no Starbucks nigga around this motherfucker.
Niggas probably didn't even have coffee yet. Let's look out here with Starbucks.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
That was out of pocket.
It makes me not bought in the way that I want to be bought in.
Right. But I do fuck with the
also
the
my nigga be a snitch, bro.
Yeah,
we yeah, yo, I missed that. When did he become last season?
when he got scooped because they matched the ballistics to the gun that killed J-Rock and the gun that killed Kato. Like,
so when did they tell us he was a snitch though?
Well, right. I mean, it was like it was on some like, I got your ass and that was it. But like,
I got your ass and then he's still implied. Free. We're supposed to just know, oh, yeah, this nigga snitching.
Yeah. Yep, yep. Damn. Which is also why when they were driving by and they saw him walking out the store,
he was said, I got them. Him.
And I yeah. got, and that's why he said, I got the other one because he's always going to let him go and let her fucking catch the other nigga, the loudmouth.
I did think it was sick that he just saw him hop over the fence and was like, ah, fuck it. Let me just light this stogie real quick.
Like, what the fuck, bro? You're not away. Like, there's street lights on. Like, you just gonna.
Yo, she ran little man over. That's Zane, right?
No, right, that's not Zane.
No, that wasn't him. That wasn't Zane.
That was the one that got in a fight at the record store who got his ass.
By the fat nigga. Right, the fat nigga.
Yeah.
That was whooping his ass in the.
I don't understand how he knocked the fat nigga down at first. That was like, what? This nigga's like, this nigga's nigga like 100.
He's sweet.
135 pounds.
He's sweet. He got a sweet chin.
You have to go get a stool, first of all, just to reach him.
Like, yeah.
Like, what? But to your point of attention to detail, right? Them niggas had a crazy ass rumble and get up. No one has a scuff. No shirts are torn. Yeah, no nothing.
Yeah. No lip busted. It's fine.
Yeah. By the way, they're not in real life. They're not BMF yet, right? No, they don't become BMF to Atlanta, right?
No. Real life?
At the end of the episode, they start becoming BMF.
No, I'm not mad. In real life, they don't become BMF to Atlanta, though.
No, I think it's the transition going into that.
Yeah, it's like when they start going to other, because the first what made him BMF is exactly what he described. Is like he brought all the different gangs together, and they basically stopped fighting and they started getting the shit together. And then they start going to different cities. But when they all came together, that's when they came BMF. But also love to see it from fucking Meech. Hey guys, meet me at this spot. Let me not tell my boys that someone's coming. Little fight breakout, niggas' guns was out. If that nigga was 5 seconds late,
right?
Like, what happened?
Man,
like, you want to give anyone a heads up? Hey, these guys are coming over. Don't do nothing crazy.
What do you guys think about the whole, like, because obviously Meech and T is not seeing eye to eye or whatever. And at the end of the episode, he starts BMF, Black Mafia Family, which I assumed, like, they would have been in the room together for that. Like,
so he's coming back. The business ain't working out. He just heard the eavesdropping of his mom and his baby mama's plan. So now he's running back to the streets and running back to Meech like, fuck it, I'm back. After his brother made it rain on him in the limo.
Right. That was sick, dog. First of all, from everything that we've heard, Meech isn't. Terry's the one that had the hands, from what I can remember. They told us in season one, right? Like, it wasn't Meech's dead man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, like, Terry should have slapped shit out of Meech when he threw that money at him. I'm just going to put it out there, right? Like, Meech isn't going to kill him because Meech clearly isn't, not clearly, with all due respect, I'm just going off what they say on the show, not real life. Meech clearly isn't about that life, right? Like, he's not about to just body somebody. Terry should have slapped shit out, boy. I'm sorry. That's just going to have to be what it is.
Yeah. Like, the nigga was just trying to, you know, live a square life for his baby mama and his little kid. Yeah. This nigga just got mad disrespectful.
Hey, he also a sick nigga for imagining another chick, bro.
Oh, man. Was that Lala? Look at Jerry.
Yeah. I think it's a vice versa thing. I think it happens sometimes. Yeah. No.
That's crazy, look, man, bro. That's ego check.
It happens, but you don't say anything, man. Like, you just don't say anything.
I mean, Terry was wilding, just sitting there cheesing his ass. Like, my nigga, you gotta relax. Calm down, dog.
He pulling up to the job. He doing extra shit.
He doing too much, man.
He doing five months, way bro. Too much.
Also, shout out to Lala's medical team. Oh, Lord.
I was going to mention that.
She walked in the gym, I was like,
I remember when she was on King Magazine like many moons ago. It's probably 20 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, the fact that she looks like that now is kudos to them. Shout out to doctors everywhere.
Yeah, you know what, man, they go through medical school and then they create miracles. They deserve the big bucks.
They've earned it. They've earned every dollar.
I was like, geez, Louise. I was like, oh, man. It's funny because if you're wondering, you're like, wait, how? I'm like, look, think about this, man. When Lala was on Chappelle's Show season three,
Chappelle's Show was on two seasons.
Season three was the lost episode.
It was the lost episode.
Oh, yeah.
I remember
chicken, it was, watermelon, whatever the fuck it was.
The Pixies skit.
Oh, right.
I felt so dirty watching that laughing too, by the way. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The Pixies?
Yeah. Oh, look and at this said, shit.
When he's the white Pixies, like, there you go. That's a nice pancake ass. Pancake ass. Oh man, shit, man. Chappelle. By the way, off topic, but my man went and saw Chris Rock. He said he went to the Comedy Cellar. Chris Rock came in late at night and did his set. And he said towards the end, he started talking about the shit everybody been wanting to talk about. And my man said, yo, Chris Rock might be back. Okay. Like, in terms of like back to like
there was basketball. A question.
Oh, I don't know. Jerv, you've seen his last two stand-ups, man.
I haven't actually.
Okay.
Maybe that speaks volume.
They're not good. The nigga got divorced and he's just crying about being divorced the whole time. Like I was just like, it's not funny anymore. Like, man.
Right.
But like apparently the fastball is back. So he's got his live Netflix special coming out in a couple of months.
Get slapped like that, my nigga.
You gotta come with heat. Is it the end of this month?
I think it's like January 27th or something.
Well, his Netflix,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Oh, don't worry. I have it on my queue. Yeah. Things to send y'all when it's time for that to be on the show. Right, don't you worry.
Yeah, here, Chris Rock's live special to stream on Netflix March 2023.
Oh, it's March. Okay, damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Right. Maybe is he on tour? He's on tour right now, right?
He's on tour right now because he's
with
working.
Dave Chappelle. Yep. They were just out here in LA like a couple.
What happened? Wasn't Kevin Hart supposed to be touring with him? What happened? Like he just did. Oh shit! Did y'all ever watch that show? His Real Husbands of Hollywood show.
Yeah, occasionally
he had an episode where he had Chris Rock on there, and the whole episode is like how Chris Rock is like famous, and Dave Chappelle is like, Kevin Hart is like whatever kind of famous.
Yeah,
hood famous.
Yeah. I mean. That kind of just happened, right? Like they just replaced him with Dave Chappelle on the fucking tour, right? Because it was really
no. It was always Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock.
Yeah. No, Chris Rock was touring with Kevin Hart for a quick second. Yup,
was it
100%? They might maybe Chris Rock has had maybe he had two separate things going on at the same time, but he was definitely touring with. It was just right after the slap. Right after the slap, he was touring with him. Then I guess he got replaced for Dave Chappelle.
Damn,
that's a sick upgrade. My man Trayvon Edwards.
Sick upgrade. Sick ass upgrade for sure.
Oh, shit. On that note. All right. That's going to do it for us here. Black Opinions Matter, motherfuckers. Thanks again to Big Jer, Black Trey, and Jason Madison. Again, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are subscribed. You could listen to this whole shit all at once instead of waiting all week long. So make sure you get on that. Get the Discord. Get the watch-alongs. Get everything. Get all the bonus material and content. Talk to you next week. Stay black, motherfuckers.